Friday night. You've made it through the third World Poetry Open Mic Best Of Show, and now we're back live on the air, World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Sitting to my left, the usual suspect, going to town on his shake weight, he is Michael Amade.
And here's a change.
How long did it take you to come up with that intro?
That's the one I thought of Wednesday that I said I was going to use on you.
That's very well played, because I have about 7 or 8 responses, none of them appropriate for the air.
Awesome. Sitting to his left, we have the ghostly voice of the Phantom.
I'm not really sitting. I'm just, floating around, hovering.
Yes.
And not really on the left. I kind of occupy the whole room.
I'm going to leave that one alone, too. All right. And operating all things technical and some things not technical, please welcome the Nine-Thumbed Half-Squatch.
Good evening.
Good evening, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Right on. We're making it through,
man. The cold's getting a little bit better.
Yes. You sound a lot better.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Hopefully, I don't cough as much tonight.
Yeah, and you don't sound like Queen Elizabeth, so you're okay.
Very true.
Queen Elizabeth.
I don't know. I just picked a random name.
You don't sound like Billy Johnson from down the street, so we're doing better.
All right. So, what we do here is we do poetry. We want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. We want it clean. We don't want the big F-bomb. We also don't want hate speech. Those are really the only two things that will get you kicked off the air here.
And the big F-bomb.
The big F-bomb.
The big F-bomb.
So,
I don't even know what that is.
Fire truck.
Phantasmagorical.
Well, now you got to be off the air.
Yeah, now you're off the air.
Now we're done.
So, we've got our first caller queued up. As always, she's our comfort blanket. She is Ellie.
How are you doing, Jay Todd?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, it's always wonderful. Hi, Michael. Is the Phantom there tonight?
Yeah, how are you doing, Ellie?
Hi, we missed you. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I missed you guys. I can't believe I had to miss 2 weeks.
I know. I missed your voice and your loveliness there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back.
Yes, she came back from California to haunt our studio once more.
Oh, good. Is Michael there tonight too, Jay Todd?
I'm not here.
You're not there.
No, I'm not.
It's only a figment of our imagination.
That's right. I'm like one of those new live projection technologies with the holograms.
Oh yeah, that's cool. And I didn't know they could get them to talk now.
They can. It's a new style of radio.
Okay. Virtual radio.
There you go.
Anyway, I've got a couple of Christmassy poems for tonight.
Awesome.
I just wrote one the other day. It's a triolet. And it's about a little tree, a little tiny tree amongst all the big ones in a meadow.
All right.
And it is called An Angel's Touch. A snowy meadow Christmas night, the little tree stood all alone. Its trees so tall she felt a fright. A snowy meadow Christmas night, an angel on high saw her plight. This holy night so bright she shone, a snowy meadow Christmas night, the little tree stood all alone.
Nice. Very well done.
Thank you. And I've got a Christmas fairy poem for you.
Awesome.
It's called The Christmas Fairy. If you look closely, and if you believe in fairies, you will see her flutter of wing and the glisten of fairy dust across the sky, for she is Santa's most precious helper. She flies beside his sled, wand of magic, Christmas wishes at the ready. She finds the children who are very poor, too poor to sit on Santa's knee and tell him of a Christmas they've yet to know. She guides Santa's sleigh to where they live, and with fairy dust her magic to perform, hears their dreams and grants their wishes, which Santa piles tenderly under the tree. Christmas feasts are now in the fridge, new job for Dad and Mom a new coat, the Christmas fairy of enchantment this holy night.
Nice.
Very good work, Ellie. Thank you once again.
Ellie, thank you for calling our show. Thank you. It's right around this time last year that you were joining us.
I know. I've been, you know, with you guys. I think I started just a couple of weeks after the show began because I know I was with you last Christmas.
Yes, you were. And, you know, I'm very thankful for your support of us.
Oh, you guys, it's just, like, wonderful. I can't tell you.
I love our little family we're growing here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys have a wonderful night. I'll be listening, and hopefully we've got some surprises tonight. Raj is here in the United States, and hopefully he's going to be calling in tonight.
Raj is in the States?
What?
Yeah.
News to me.
Raj is visiting his daughter in Ohio or Idaho, I forget which, but he's here, and he's planning on calling in tonight. I can't wait to hear him.
Awesome. I think it's one of the states that starts with a vowel. I know that.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we'll look forward to it, and I love you guys.
Excellent. We love you, too. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We also have some poetry we're going to be reading later that was sent in to worldpoetryopenmic.net. However, it looks like you have something you're going to do now.
I'm not going to read. I am going to read. Well, I forgot to pay our bills. So
you can read, which is good.
Tonight, we are being brought to you by Essex Motors. Contact Mike or Ray at 131 South Main Street, Longmont, Colorado.
Do it.
303-678-0300. And we also are being brought to you by Latin Life Denver. Anything and everything pertaining to the Latin community, if you're Latin or just a little Latin curious, check them out at latinlifedenver.com.
What does Latin curious mean?
That means, you know, you want to learn more about the Latin community, the Latin culture.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So, without any further ado, another really long time supporter of the show, please welcome my brother in poetics. He is Dennis.
Hello, J. Todd, Michael, Phantom, and JT.
Hello.
Hey.
Good to be back.
Good to have you back, brother.
Yes, well, here we go again, year number two, and we got to dig right in.
Oh, yes. Great things abound for our show this year.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I have a Christmas-related poem to share.
All right.
And it's a cover poem. It was written by Benjamin Zephaniah.
All right.
Who is an excellent poet out of England. The name of the poem is Talking Turkeys. I had written him once and asked him if I could read this publicly. and he said, sure, you can read it, but I have one request. And the request was that I do it in my best Jamaican accent.
Sounds good.
So, tonight I give you Talking Turkeys. Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas. Because turkeys just want to have fun. Turkeys are cool. Turkeys are wicked. And every turkey has a mum. Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas. Don't eat it. Keep it alive. It could be your mate and not on your plate. Say, yo, turkey, I'm on your side. I got lots of friends who are turkeys, and all of them fear Christmas time. They want to enjoy it. They say humans destroyed it, and humans are out of their mind. Yeah, I got lots of friends who are turkeys. They all have a right to a life, not to be caged up and genetically made up by any farmer and his wife. Turkeys just want to play reggae. Turkeys just want to hip-hop. Can you imagine a nice young turkey saying, I cannot wait for the chop? Turkeys like getting presents. They want to watch Christmas TV. Turkeys have brains, and turkeys feel pain in many ways, like you and me. I once knew a turkey called a turkey. He said, Benji, explain to me, please. Who put the turkey in Christmas? And what happens to Christmas trees? I said, I'm not too sure, turkey. But it's nothing to do with Christmas. Humans get greedy and waste more than need be, and businessmen make loads of cash. Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas. Invite them indoors for some greens. Let them eat cake and let them partake in a plate of organic grown beans. Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas. And spare them the cut of the knife. Join Turkeys United, and they'll be delighted, and you'll make new friends for life.
Nice. Wonderful. Well done, and I love that Jamaican accent. That's awesome.
Dennis, will you use that accent the entire next week?
I'm thinking no.
It was worth a shot. It was worth a shot, Dennis.
Yes, but I don't know if I could sustain it that long, but it's a lot of fun doing it, I tell you.
Oh, brother, that was good. That was really good.
All right, well, I'll get off the line and let the other poets get in there, and we'll celebrate another poetry night tonight.
All right. Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
However, we're being told we need to go to a break.
Okay, so you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Oh, yes.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com.
That is one of my favorite songs.
That is my favorite. That's my favorite band of all time.
Really? I could take it or leave it.
Whatever.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
You're just going to be that way about
it.
You
got to understand, when we're doing entertainment, we're supposed to be talking. There's got to be something called dramatic tension. In every scene, in every situation, there has to be some sort of conflict.
Sit down. Perfect.
Good evening. Speaking of conflict, the man who brings it to our show every week, good poetry, not conflict,
conflict.
Is Steve.
One love, my brother.
Hello, my brother.
And to my brother Dennis, one love, man. Cool runnings to Dennis.
You know, interesting fact, Steve, I actually met the entire Jamaican bobsled team way back in the day.
Ah.
And they sounded a lot like Dennis, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true. It's totally true. It's totally true.
He did a good job.
He did.
And how are we all this evening?
Doing very well.
Doing good. You know, it's been a kind of an emotional day around, emotional past 24 hours around this area with Arapaho High School and everything.
And thank God it seems like it could have been much, much, much worse.
It could have been a lot worse. I pray for the families that are affected by it. I really, putting it all into frame this early would be hard to do.
Yeah. It's all you can do is pray and wonder.
Yes.
There is one thing I have to say, and I'm going to say it very fast, and I'm not going to repeat it if asked to be repeated. Michael Amadei, based upon last week's performance, you are one hell of an artist.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Okay. I will deny ever having said that.
Okay. We won't ask you again. I appreciate it. I will take it to my grave.
Good. Good. And you did a nice Gene Autry, but I'd love to see you do Bing Crosby with Don't Fence Me In.
Oh, I can do it.
I've done it
before. I've done it before.
All right, so you claim.
Okay.
I was going through the notebook trying to figure out what to read this week, and I figured a lot of people were going to be doing happy, upbeat Christmas stuff. So, to be Debbie Downer, one of the first pieces I ever had published was a... an observational type of piece. And this was actually written in a diner after a court appearance, just observing what I was seeing around me.
All right.
It's called Catskill Rivertown, 2010. Walking down the midday streets of a forgotten river town, where the only living things are weeds growing in the broken concrete, and the stray dogs scrounging through the garbage, fighting over the remnants of last night's dinner, the three-piece special from Popeye's Chicken. Past the vacant storefronts, dusty glass obscuring the remains of failed dreams that still litter the floor, the clock in front of the bank is stopped, stuck at 1977 when the town died, but no one bothered to tell it. At a diner by the courthouse, a quartet of middle-aged men, unshaven and with scuffed shoes, nurse each coffee for an hour while talking about the past until it's time to shuffle home again. Behind the stained counter, a waitress, old and tired at 24, gazes out the window at the river, sepia-toned through the years of grease that embed the glass. Not one of the lucky ones who escaped the town after graduation to go to college or take the Greyhound to New York. The old classmates who come home for the holidays, glad to be from the town, but no longer of it, seeming more and more foreign each year. Coming into the diner wearing shoes that cost more than she earns in a month, they say hello and goodbye as they head back to their lives, leaving her behind. Not pretty enough or desperate enough to get a job at the strip club on the edge of town by the highway, where the fishermen stop after a day on the river, or businessmen on the road stop before going home to their wives, but pretty enough for her blouse to be misbuttoned after yet another round of happy hands with the boss, another thing she has to put up with to keep this stinking job, earning just enough to keep her boyfriend in beer and the kid in Pampers, chained to the diner counter, the only job in town. she wipes the counter with a dirty towel, unable to remove the years of coffee stains or wipe away the years of broken promises. Looking at the river flowing past, she thinks about the day she will jump in and finally drift in the water, exchanging one oblivion for another.
Wow. Wow. Holy cow, brother. That was good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Steve, thank you.
I came from a small town like that out in California, actually, the town that time forgot.
It's sadly, there are more and more of them around the country as things don't improve.
Exactly.
That's true. That is true.
I'm going to get off so other people can come on. In case I don't get through next week, a very, very Merry Christmas to all of you and all of yours, and a Merry Christmas to all of this wonderful dysfunctional family we've built up on Friday nights.
Exactly. Thank you.
Hey, Steve, same to you. If we don't get to talk to you, a Merry, Merry Christmas to you as well and your family.
And Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. You have a great Christmas, brother.
Take care. Bye-bye.
If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Now, that's what I like about this family that we're building, and this continues to grow. Even on our one-year anniversary show, we had new callers come in and new people sharing poetic thought with us.
Absolutely.
A great thing.
It's something that I think we hold in very high regard is the people that call into the show and are involved
submit
in the show.
Too,
the ones and submit to the show. We really enjoy that. And so those are, it really is about building the family. From day one, it's always been about the poetry, and it's always been about the poets and our listeners, and we want to keep it that way.
And that's our dedication.
Absolutely. 100%.
All right.
So,
are we going to do the call, or are we going to do the submission?
Let's do a call. I'm just pulling up the submissions for when we have some time.
All right. So, caller from Ohio, please welcome Tate.
Hi, everybody. How are you tonight?
Brother, I heard you had a pizza party at your house last week.
You
at
didn't invite us?
Said. What?
No.
No, it didn't happen?
No, it didn't happen.
Steve said he was going to bring pizza. Dennis said he was going to come down. They were all going to meet in Ohio, God knows why, and have a good time if they could.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would want to come to that state either. Oh, Christmas is here,
It is.
I'm sure we're all bankrupt now.
I'm slowly becoming that way.
Oh, me too. I didn't know what to read you tonight. Have I ever read you the one called Boyhood?
I don't think you have, brother.
All right, I'll read you that one.
Awesome.
Give it. All right. I was just driving down the road one day and through Amish country, which is half of Ohio. I saw these Amish boys running a team of horses. And this one boy got up and he could handle all of them by himself, and he couldn't have been maybe 10. And I got thinking about it. I sat there and watched it. I wrote this about him. Beside the patches of green grass meadow, golden wheat fields wave in the breeze, beckoning out to all my fellows to come walk through me with ease. Upon just such a lazy day, I once casually sauntered by, and hearing the call of nature's beauty, thought that God had spoke just to I. With the sound of a lonesome whistle down the river the steamers rolled, to this the backdrop behind the field, this childhood longing is all told. For across the field, dressed all in blue, a boy and his team worked the ground. As I stood to watch an hour or so, not moving or making a sound. A smile as wide as a river shone across the boy's bright face. Perhaps this was the very first time he had taken his father's place. For in him I could see a purpose, a reward for his tiny soul. I could tell by the way that he worked that nothing would lure him of this goal. Long it is since I felt like that, as a boy just going on 10, doing twice what was asked of me to be noticed by him again. Passing for gold in a boy's heart are all the looks his father pays, collecting what he can in life to spend long into older days. For in him I saw both rhyme and reason as we lived to pass away, this boy who worked so hard to grow up, while we men all wish we could play.
Nice, brother. Well done. No, I've got to ask real quick. Did you post that one online?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's safe to say that no Amish people have ever seen that poem at all.
Oh, probably not. Probably not. It actually, I posted it with a picture of the Amish kids. It's not unusual in this state to see them out working the fields and stuff, and they work at a very young age. They work hard.
Yeah,
this kid, he you could tell by the way he was looking around. He was looking for his father to smile at him.
That's all any boy wants, really, is his dad's approval, huh?
Well, that's all any boy ever wanted, I can tell you.
Yeah. Right on, Tate. Thank you for calling our show. We love it when you call us, and I'm glad we're back from our week off because I'm totally revitalized and ready to go again.
Me too. I may have to get back to writing.
I've been trying to do that myself.
Have a good night, guys.
Have a good night. If you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Coming up after the break, we're going to have some of our submissions. We'll start reading a couple.
Of course.
And we have more callers from around the country.
Of course.
And the globe.
You're going to want it. You're going to want to hold over break if you want to call in. 303-386-3598. You are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition. And here I am, 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
At the Beach Tanning Salon, 31 locations in the Denver metro area. Go to kzkoradio.com to enter to win a $30 gift card to At the Beach, atbtanning.com.
Fellas, raise your hands. That's my favorite band right there.
That's your favorite CNC Music Factory? He likes things that go,
You know what?
Yeah, that was some high quality work.
With the last band, too. I just want to say anything that Half Squatch is playing is my favorite band.
Did Oingo Boingo ever do anything with CNC Music Factory?
That would be
I don't think there was that kind of a crossover during that time.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it would have ended up sounding kind of like Prince's soundtrack to the first Tim Burton Batman movie.
It might have.
Might have.
Yeah. Thoughts that things that make you go.
Things that make you go.
That's really true.
We all do right. Poetry here, guys.
We do. Thank the Lord for that because we were tanking it.
Yes. Speaking of poetry and great poets to call our show, we have one from Texas. Please welcome Jack.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey. Oh, man. I tell you, that week off, I feel energized, but I am so glad I'm back here hearing you guys. It's like my life has been restored.
Well, it's good to have you back. You know, I've been out for a little bit, too, but, you know, when it gets below 40 in Texas, we hibernate.
Exactly.
You know, it hit 48 today, so I got to come out and call you guys. Well, hey, listen, real quick, I want to say hi to someone.
All right.
And I think this is pretty cool, and I think you're going to like this, but a friend of mine, her name is Fiona, is listening tonight in South Africa.
What?
From what I understand, it's probably about 4 or 5 in the morning there. She said she was going to set her alarm to get up and listen to this show tonight, so I just want to say, hey, Fiona, what's going on in South Africa?
Excellent. Fiona, thank you for listening to our show. We truly are World Poetry Open Mic. I'm glad you're listening in.
Man, that's world, isn't it? That's
yes, world. It is.
Well, hey, I've got one for you tonight, and this one is called Nothing Shall Be.
All right.
Lost in the desert, browbeaten empty, marching the beat of an old drummer's song, clutching the sand in a hand, I imagine, thirsting for all, only finding it wrong, wandering lonely, the shore of a nightmare, angry moon's claws find my heart tender bare, slowly but surely with skills of a surgeon, ripping my dreams with the slightest of tears. daring the daylight to rest on my shoulders, cast of my eyes in this heartbroken sky, hearing the echoes of seashells that whisper, fall to your knees, time to have a good cry. Scanning the heavens for only a flicker, eyes that I seek staring down on my face, for soon of this shadow, now following closely, nothing shall be, no, not even a trace.
Nice. Loved it. Well done, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I want to say thank you for all you're doing to help us grow our family also. I know you're out there just trying to get as many poets as you can to call in, to listen in, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, brother.
You're welcome, guys, and we thank you for having this show for us.
Oh, I thank you for being a part of our family.
All right, guys.
If you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, there is a little-known fact about one of the members of our crew.
I tell you, they took that video in college and it was doctored. No.
They didn't have those kinds of special effects when you were in college, brother.
Thanks. Thanks.
Anyway, I'm sorry, CGI. Yeah, maybe. It's what it is. It's what it is.
LucasArts.
LucasArts. Skywalker Ranch. Anyway.
continue on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay. So one of the interesting facts is one of our crew members is a haiku master.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. So, hey, roll the music. I know he's stretched out across the... the true haiku master form. Listen to that power. Big drums mean big energy.
Yes.
You can quote me on that. Okay, so each week, the haiku master writes three haikus, generally it really offends the Phantom, and but it's never really about a particular, well, it's about a particular subject, we just don't say what it is, and exactly. Your job is to listen to it, see what you can think it is, see if you can figure out what it is. Send us something on Facebook, wordpoetryofmike.net, and just let us know what you think. While the Phantom is furiously scribbling a message of hate towards me, I'm going to read these haiku. Number one, 7 years of time. It's just a broken mirror, black cats and ladders.
All right.
Very good.
All right. Very well.
Number two, execution day. Corresponds with the full moons. Hotels skip the floor.
All right.
Good one. And number three, happened twice this year. Superstition surrounds us. Unlucky for some.
It's only unlucky if it doesn't work.
And it's only unlucky if you don't have the haiku master on your side. That's the truth.
Oh, he's a haiku master.
Only be one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really doesn't pay to make the haiku master angry at all.
No, no. And then, so he writes a haiku when he's angry, then it makes the Phantom angry, and then my life just becomes a mess.
And then words become weapons.
Words become weapons, and weapons become weapons, and now then I'm just surrounded by weapons.
There you go.
That's basically how it works.
All right, so we do have another caller checking in from Michigan. Please welcome Chris.
How you going, JJ?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing, brother?
Oh, having a grand day, getting over a cold like everybody seems to be.
Well, you know, most of America is in the cold right now.
Yeah, but, you live with it. You do what you got to do.
Yeah, and did you see that it snowed in Cairo today?
Yeah, I heard that.
It Cairo, snowed in Cairo.
Cairo, Ohio?
No,
yes,
Egypt.
It did. Oh, I didn't know that.
It also did 15 inches in Jerusalem today.
Ooh.
Of snow.
Oh, no. Did we break Chris?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I'm here.
Sorry, no, everything sort of died off. Mike fell off his chair. The rest was history.
Well, such is life. No, I just listened to Jack and Tate and the other guys. Some good words tonight,
We have great writers that call our show.
Yeah, I've had friends in South Africa that I've talked with, and the Netherlands, and Germany, and Istanbul, all world.
Nice.
It's kind of good. It's what we do.
It is.
We all get together and chatter. I've got a couple for you tonight. One that I haven't even posted yet. I'm still in the process of working on it, but it's got a couple of haikus in it.
All right.
Your haiku master was kind of good. I hope it was The Shining that he was talking about.
Nice. Take me to room 317.
A different color. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Minds are rooms of many colors. A room of many colors, the taste of life. Its airy enclosure turned inward and crystalline roses glowing in the morning sun, misting coffee dyes. Silent reflections carry the warmth to shadows, pausing on the shore. Sometimes we need to dream, and not to replace thens with nows. Sometimes that smile doesn't haunt. Sometimes it is the special closeness we feel leaking out to reality, the only way we know how to let it. Yeah, a room of many, and sometimes, hell, we just aren't always as innocent as we believe ourselves to be, nor as guilty as some might believe. Anyway, that's that one.
Nice. I like that. Very well done.
Welcome. I'll let you guess which ones are the haikus when you look at it online, because I know you will.
I will.
And the last one, if you don't mind, I've had it online. I wanted to read it for a couple of weeks, but life happens.
Yeah, it does.
I was in Barnes & Noble. Paper, paper, everywhere. Breathless, forgotten. Sallow shells, nightless flights, sunless empires, glistenings, shimmerings, plastic whimperings, shelved and floor stacked, curled, curved, some even life tumbles, abandoned, paws dropped, breath stopped, each and all. Just so many bits for me ease. All the nooks and grannies, foot-worn carpets and aisle-worn lines for life-torn eyes. So many scenes paused, lost in place, over so many thoughtlets, bondings, blindings, books, bindings opened, pages handled, turned, bindings closed, returned, dog-eared, wrinkled, crinkled, barely considered thoughts. Saydream mares, to shelves, to stacks, to piles of visceral images, soon, and now forgotten once more. Ghostlets, all faded realities, somehow still wandering, moving, existing within perceptions, light, bent curious shapes, waves, shadows and forms, thoughts flowing, floating, cascading, pulling, pooling, swirling, turning, joining, coming more and less. People, visual, visceral, perceptual, that some might have had themselves once upon a time. But the eyes were lost, searching, staring, wondering, wandering. A couple of children sparkled, breathed, made noise, were hushed. I cried inside silently. Electronic registers track, echo across the world with each click. the thoughts being bagged and taken and lost. I was in Barnes & Noble.
Well done.
I wanted to say thank you, guys. It's been...
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, man.
Being able to be with you guys. And I hope more people around the world come and join us. I keep saying things and keep listening for people to stop by.
You know, I keep asking people to stop by, too. And we are slowly growing. It's a growing family.
I don't know that it's slowly. I think it's still so many are just a little nervous to just talk.
I think that's true. I think that's very true, Chris. And I think it's great hearing someone who can kind of demonstrate to them how valuable it can really be to call and share, and how well poetry can come across. You're definitely one of the people who helps demonstrate that on a weekly basis.
Well, you guys are awesome, and it's fun just being here.
Yes, it is.
With a cup of coffee and just talk with friends. That's basically all it is. There's nothing you're scared about.
Yeah, you know, so if there's any new callers, you know, or new people that haven't called wanting to call in, just like Chris, call up and have a conversation with us.
Yeah, and if it gets too quiet, guys, I've got another one that I'll call back in later on. If there's too much silence, I'll listen to you.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
You guys take care, man. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too. If you want to call in like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. But we actually have some submissions we need to get to.
We do. We do. This one is from a longtime contributor to the show. This is Janine Restall. This is called Orientation. We shoveled our way in and discovered the porch. Snow drifts buried the survey markers. All winter, we reviewed the plat map, the legends of the dead. The plot had been pried from the forest, uncut pines our boundary lines. One false spring day, a deer grazed at the back door. After May's melt, the deer reappeared, in fur clumps on the lawn, a leg bone peeking from a snarl of bushes, a skull discarded on the ground. Older bones were scattered on the ridge, their ends split and marrows missing. When winter left, we learned our location. We live where the wolf tracks.
Nice. Well done, Janine.
Well done, Janine. And that one's interesting. I was kind of pausing a bit because it's written in a very interesting kind of way. And the flow doesn't... It was kind of catching. Cause I'm used to catching into a flow, and this kind of was using it to a cool effect, actually. I liked the effect you got there, Janine. Thank you very much for the contribution. That was called Orientation.
And well read, Michael. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So you're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Denver Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com. Pocket Coupon Directory. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
Steal My Sunshine.
Yes.
They're currently on tour with the Hanson Brothers, right?
Are they? That's an exciting tour.
Yes, probably. It's like 95 Revisited.
I will tell you, to be fair, I actually, my brother, who some of us know is a
pretty well-known musician.
Yes, session guitarist and all that. And he had played in a group that opened for Hanson once in Boulder. And I went and actually saw the show. And, you know, because the guys have grown up now. They're, you know, they're adults now. And it's like two of them are married. And, I mean, they're a really solid group. I mean, they're really pro.
Yeah.
Really good. And they've matured a lot. So
you can't go anywhere in the music industry without at least having some talent.
Well, we won't talk about Courtney Love.
Or
Rebecca
Miley Cyrus. Anyway.
Oh, you know. She can sing. Anyway, let's get off the subject. I'm just saying, no lack of love to the guys from Hanson. They are, in fact, actually the fans' favorite band.
There you go.
Poetry and music, man. They go together.
Poetry and music go together.
Do poetry here?
No.
No.
We do bop.
Mm-bop.
No, okay.
Couldn't help myself.
All right.
Okay. And the wheels
come off. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, it's the last 15 minutes. We really expect nothing else than the wheels to come off in the last 15 minutes.
Hey, Mike, do you have anything?
I do. I have lots of stuff because we have submissions we can go to. This is Heather Winsper, and it looks like she's from the UK, but I can't really tell for sure because she doesn't say. However, this is called Within the Ways of This World. My eyes can see right through the sea, but yet not a pretty picture. My ears can hear a symphony, but yet never seem to hear my laughter. I have smelt the smell of petrol 1,000 times, but never near my door. I have touched the heart of a teddy bear, though it no longer beats. I've seen the epic beauty and fear of a lost one's soul as he looks at life, wanders, cheats. I've heard the happiness of 1,000 creatures and have heard their giggles within. I have smelt the stench of 100 horses and smell where they have been without a sin. I've touched the skin of a smooth, beautiful baby and feel their love ooze out onto their parents. Just because I don't know you doesn't make me a stranger. We're not a name, a number, just something to remember. For I am no better than you. We are equal, beyond this eternity, beautiful on the outside and inside too.
Nice.
And so that was Within the Ways of This World by Heather Winsper.
Heather, thank you for submitting to our website. That's worldpoetryopenmic.net. Just go out there, hit the contact form with your poetry, and we'll read it. Have Michael read it, or I'll read it, or Phantom.
As long as it's before 6 Mountain Time.
Of the day of the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you can do that. You could actually have us read it in a variety of different voices.
Yes.
For instance, I like reading poetry like this.
You know, we need to have a vote. I think Radagast the Brown needs to come out.
Radagast the Brown?
Yeah, that movie just
came out. Radagast! Yes. Right. I can read it very enthusiastically.
I would like that.
And yeah. you've got a submission for us also? Or you've got
no,
a poem
I actually
you want to read.
Have a poem I'd like to read. When you were talking about Janine's poem being written in a way that makes you feel like you have a hard time finding quite the flow you're looking for and how you like that, I actually found one like that.
Oh, cool.
Written by Philip Booth. It's called Hope. Old spirit, in and beyond me, keep and extend me amid strangers, friends, great trees and big seas breaking. Let love move me. Let me hear the whole music. See clear, reach deep. Open me to find due words, that I may shape them to plowshares of my own making. After such luck, however late, give me to give to the oldest dance, then to good sleep, and if it happens, glad waking.
Well done.
Thank you. It was really written in an interesting way.
Who wrote that again?
Philip Booth.
And what's the name of it?
Hope.
All right. Very cool. So for anybody who wants to look that up.
Yeah, definitely.
That's definitely.
So if you want to call the show, share your poetry, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
There is still time.
That's true. And we have just a few minutes. However, I have another submission. We might as well get through them as we're here, right?
All right.
Sandra Reynolds. Another.
Yes.
You know,
fabulous contributor.
Yeah, an epic contributor to the show. It's awesome. And she said hello, and she said she is really looking forward to hearing this on the air tonight. It's called The Last Rose of Summer. No blossoms bloom this time of year. I hear the winds with winter's air. The trees are bare. The snow is here. Ah, days to bloom. My end is near. Last rose still hangs upon the vine, the finest jug of vintage wine. Still sits with glasses so refined, my thoughts of love intertwine. The rose of summer blooms so bright, It blossomed beneath the pale moonlight, as autumn came and brought its blight, and frosted me with icy white. The vine is bare, the rose is dead. It drops its petals like tears instead. Oh, winds of winter, I always dread. When roses died, the bloom is red.
Well done, Sandra.
That was a cool one, wasn't it?
Yes. Thank you, Sandra, for submitting to our website as well.
Absolutely.
And since no one has called in, a lot of people that have listened to the show from day one knows that with the first show also was a very traumatic experience for the Phantom and I. We lost our father. And I always swore that I'd read this one around that time for him. This is his favorite poem that I wrote. This is entitled The Coaster Ride. Ah, the sudden sinking feeling you get in the pit of your stomach. The bar has dropped and locked. The air horn has signaled the beginning of your ride. And the brakes release and you coast off into darkness. You feel the rush of forward motion, but nothing can help you gather your sense of how fast. Then, in an instant, you're cast into light, and the coaster cars are caught on a chain. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clack, you know there's no turning back. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clack, steadily upward toward the top of the hill. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clack, the anticipation, agonizing at best. Then, clickety-clickety-clickety-clunk, you have reached the top, and the true ride is about to begin. As you survey what lies ahead, the ups and downs, the twists and turns, scary or fun, you be the judge. At times it seems you're careening out of control, being thrown this way and that, making your rectal tissue pucker at times, but thrilling just the same. The adrenaline spike elongates time, making mere moments seem like eternities, screaming aloud with each valley and peak and unexpected turn. And before you know it, the ride is done. The brakes come on as you return to start, and your first conscious thought before departing the coaster is, damn, I wish I could do it all over again. Life is like a roller coaster. The ups, the downs, the twists and turns. It is scary and fun at the same time, but only you can choose. Do you white-knuckle your way through the ride, gripping the bar for every ounce of safety you can get? Or do you throw your hands in the air and ride on with hardly a care, determined to enjoy the ride come what may? Either way, at the end, I'm sure each one of us will say, damn, I wish I could do it all over again. And if the roller coaster ride is not your speed, I would suggest a beautiful carousel. However, I warn you, it has its own ups and downs. I say, though, that's just how life goes. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride.
Man, you did awesome on that.
Thank you.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Tell you, I enjoy the ride. No matter what happens, mm-hmm. I enjoy the ride. Sometimes it gets a little bumpy, but it's good.
That's very true. It is very, very true. So. You know, we have so much great stuff that we get to listen to and experience every week. I have one thing. I know we've been reading some poetry, just filling time, and I know there's still a lot of people out there listening. Sometimes it's just hard to kind of get, you know, it's hard to kind of get the confidence up to call.
Yeah.
And
that's fine. There's next week.
Absolutely. There's next week. And in fact, we're going to have a special guest next week.
We are.
Which we're looking forward to. It's going to be really fun.
Yes. Another person that's coming into the studio on the strength of their call-in performance.
That's right. So look forward to that. And definitely tune in and check that out. It's going to be very cool. It'll be kind of our pre-Christmas show. So it'll be fun.
There you go.
I might even do a song on the air.
That'd be awesome.
But I want to read something short that I know is very, very close to us.
All right.
Okay. This is by William Ernest Henley. It's the big famous one, right?
Yeah.
It's called Invictus. Out of the night that covers me, black is the pit from pole to pole. I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I've not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beneath this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet, the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
That was awesome. However, I think we should put it to a vote. Who read it better, Michael or the Phantom? You could come up with that, yeah?
No, no.
Oh, come
I will tell you, Larry Smith really is the best.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, really? There you go.
No, yeah. Larry Smith might, I mean, I got to say, fair enough. I don't think I ever heard him read it.
Oh, dude, he knocked it home.
And again, I will say, I don't want to have the competition between you and I because you're a non-existent being, so it doesn't really matter.
There you go.
But
I would win.
All right, the wheels are coming off. We got to draw to a close. You're listening
Morgan
to
Freeman destroyed you, Phantom.
KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Morgan Freeman.
We're World Poetry Open
Mic,
the next evolution of poetry and radio.
Morgan Freeman.
He's playing.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. Got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Came out great.